Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. In a game they dominated from start to finish, the Miami Heat beat the Boston Celtics Sunday night in a Game 7 of their NBA semifinal playoff, 103-84. Jimmy Butler scored 28 points and Caleb Martin had 26 along with 10 rebounds as the Heat stopped Boston's effort at an unprecedented comeback. The Heat will now face the Western Conference champions, the Denver Nuggets. Game 1 is Thursday night. The House is expected to vote this week on a deal to raise the country's debt limit. Republican leadership says they're optimistic the measure will pass. NPR's Vincent Accavino has more.
On a call with reporters, a handful of Republicans threw their support behind the proposed debt ceiling deal. Congressman French Hill of Arkansas argued that the deal is a compromise, but still a win for the party.
We all wish it were perfect. We all wish that it had every element that every Republican wanted. But I think we'll go and individually have those conversations with our members.
Republican John Rutherford of Florida opted for an analogy.
We can't throw a Hail Mary pass on every play. This is like a 60-yard pass, maybe?
This optimism comes despite some members of the far-right Freedom Caucus blasting the deal. Texas Republican Chip Roy called the deal a turd sandwich on Twitter. Vincent Accavino, NPR News.
Nine people, including three children, were injured Monday night when gunfire broke out along a beach boardwalk in Hollywood, Florida. Police spokesperson Deanna Bettineschi told ABC News they think they know what happened.
Preliminary investigation reveals that there was an altercation between two groups that resulted in gunfire.
One person is already in custody, but police say they're looking for at least one more. The shooting occurred during the busy holiday weekend with people crowding the beaches. An investigation is underway to determine what caused an apartment building to collapse in Davenport, Iowa on Sunday. Meanwhile, as Herb Tricks of member station WVIK reports, the rescue phase of the response is winding down after rescue crews worked through the night.
Paul Stevenson was visiting a friend in the Davenport apartments when he says it blew up.
Like a bomb. That's what it sounded like to me. It was an explosion. You know, people say they heard different type of thing, but everything came right there.
He and his friend were able to get to safety while firefighters had to rescue other residents. One person was pulled from the rubble and hospitalized. City officials said they had received complaints from residents about needed repairs. Work was being done on the building's exterior at the time of the collapse. Authorities say the building will be demolished. For NPR News, I'm Herb Tricks in Davenport, Iowa.
The warring sides in the fighting in Sudan have agreed to extend a ceasefire in their battle for control of that country. Mediators from the U.S. and Saudi Arabia had negotiated the latest truce and had indicated frustration with persistent violations of the truce over the past week. A 5-day extension of the truce was announced on Monday. Since fighting began on April 15th, there have been 7 declared ceasefires, and all of them have been violated. This is NPR News. Results from the latest U.S. Census show that the country's home ownership rate dropped to its lowest level in a half a century. NPR's Hansi Lo Wong reports that the 2020 census found a growing number of homes are occupied by renters.
The 2020 census counted close to 127 million housing units with people living in them, and about 63% of them were occupied by their owners. The Census Bureau says that national home ownership rate is the lowest since 1970. Still, 5 states did see their home ownership rates go up over the past decade, including Hawaii, Alaska, Idaho, South Carolina, and Wyoming. The state with the highest rate of home ownership was West Virginia, at close to 73%. As for homes with renters, that number has grown since 2010 by almost 15% nationally to close to 47 million. The Bureau says nationwide, the number of homes with renters is growing faster than homes occupied by their owners. Hansi Lo Wong, NPR News.
President Biden said Monday that Americans must never forget the price paid by troops who dared all and gave all to protect America's democracy. Biden made his remarks during the annual wreath laying at Arlington National Cemetery. Biden was joined for the event by First Lady Jill Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, and her husband, Douglas Emhoff. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida says his son is resigning as his policy secretary to take responsibility for using the prime minister's official residence for a private party. Raucous images from the party were published in magazines, and they triggered a public outrage. Kishida reprimanded his son after the photos became public, but that was not enough to quiet the outrage. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.